Massachusetts is one of 15 states joining a White House effort to bring together law enforcement agencies and public health workers in the response to the opioid epidemic. The White House says it's an effort to focus on treatment rather than punishment of those addicted to drugs. The partnerships resemble a strategy that our next guest has been using on Cape Cod for the past 6 months. Ray Tomasi is president and CEO of Gosnold on Cape Cod, an addiction and mental health treatment facility. Thanks for being with us, Ray.
Happy to be here, Deb. Good morning.
So explain to me exactly what this means to have public health workers work with law enforcement.
Well, this is very, very basic and elementary. We learned that the police departments here on the Cape have been reaching out to families and individuals who overdosed the day or two following the event to extend support, find out if there's anything that they can do. And when we learned that, we thought this is an opportunity for some of the expertise that we have in being able to talk to families and being able to intervene with individuals to really apply that expertise and work side by side with the police. So we reached out to one of the police departments and offered to accompany them on these day after trips. And of course, it's the overdose victims. We want to get there as quickly as possible. So it really is like the day after. And so we started to do that, and we've seen some success. We've actually had, I think, between 12 and 15 individuals who were the overdose victims themselves who have come to treatment as a result of this intervention. Some of the individuals we've spoken to have had 5 or 6 overdoses, and so we're hoping that the number of overdoses will be reduced as we begin to get to these individuals and get them into treatment. It's a laborious process, but I certainly think it's one that's worth doing.
So let's talk about the role here, because you're talking about shifting roles on both sides, for the public health worker and for the law enforcement official. So in the case of a public health worker or a health worker, which I'm assuming you're more familiar, if there's a situation that arises, because you're dealing obviously with illegal activity, and that worker's first responsibility is supposed to be the health of the patient, how does that work when they're working with law enforcement? What obligation do they have to bring to the attention of law enforcement that there is illegal activity going on? What happens to the confidentiality of their medical records? What do you advise workers when they're working with police on that kind of issues?
Well, in this case, of course, the individuals are not patients, and we're going out the day after the event or the 2 days after the event. So it's really an outreach initiative more than a treatment initiative in a pure sense. And if the individual agrees to come to treatment, then we move into a whole different arena, and then those records and the individual's information, personal health information, fall into the category that all of health information would fall into.
But if the person does not, if I'm a health worker and I go visit someone's house 2 days after an overdose and there are drugs in the house and the person's using again, do I tell law enforcement that that's happening, and can that person be arrested?
Well, there are instances when that could happen, and in which case we really step aside and the law enforcement people do what they need to do. I mean, we're not, I don't think that any of this is purposely sort of going out and ignoring the existing laws that are on the books. And if there's illegal activity going on during a house visit, and that's sort of the end of the outreach, and the law enforcement folks take over. We have not had that experience really up to this point, and we've been very surprised by the receptivity that families have had to having someone there who can help them, who can talk to them, who can reach out to their son, their daughter, their husband, or their wife, or their brother. But what we have now is really an effort to say, look, let's try something. These are not sort of the end of the innovative ideas. I think we're looking at some of the things that we've started to do down here, and we're saying, okay, well, we've started that. It looks like it works pretty well, but there are a few little wrinkles with it. Can we refine it? Can we make it better?
Ray Tomasi, president and CEO of Gosnold on Cape Cod, which is an addiction and mental health treatment facility. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Deb.